Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating independent medical evaluation. The claimant name is Lisa Frampton, FRAMPTON. Claim number is 301-303-396-350001. The appointment date is 8/23/2023. The insurance carrier is Sedgwick CMS/Rochester. The MES case number is 211-230-11363. And the patient's date of birth is 08/09/1967. The purpose of the exam is to assess the allegation of adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression. It was made clear that no doctor-patient relationship exists. And during the evaluation, no one was in attendance other than Ms. Frampton and myself. A thorough examination took place in psychiatry. The physical examination in all body parts is the mental status exam. Besides the medical records that were outlined and reviewed earlier, also reviewed a letter dated March 14, 2023 regarding Lisa Frampton versus Lowe's Home Improvement, signed by Karina B. Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, of Goldberg Segala, S-E-G-A-L-L-A, 200 Garden City Plaza, Suite 520, Garden City, New York, 11530-3203. Okay, comprehensive summary of the situation with this patient begins. Lisa Frampton is a 56-year-old divorced female, mother of three, resides with her 25-year-old daughter, and is currently not working. She had been working at Lowe's as an appliance sales specialist when she attempted to help a coworker move a 450-pound refrigerator and subsequently injured her left arm, her left hand, and her neck. This took place on March 16, 2013. New paragraph. Ms. Frampton was seen by several orthopedists, including several IMEs, and was diagnosed with cervical strain. When she did not improve over time, an anterior cervical fusion at levels C5 to 6 and C6 to 7 was recommended. The report, she reports that she did not heal well after surgery, which was performed by Dr. Brandenstein, B-R-A-N-D-E-N-S-T-E-I-N-D-O. Um, on 1/14/14. She was also diagnosed with a paralyzed laryngeal nerve, causing coughing and difficulty swallowing. As a surgical complication. She also suffered a post-operative gastrointestinal bleed. New paragraph. At this point, a consultant Robert Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-N-E-Y, Psych D, diagnosed Ms. Frampton with an adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression. She started regular sessions with Elizabeth Smythe, S-M-Y, T-H, Psych D, Behavioral Medicine Associates, an IME by Alain de la Chapelle, dated 8/25/21, agreed with the need for treatment. Her symptoms at that time included depressed mood, panic attacks, insomnia, nightmares, and tearfulness. She was also treated by several psychiatric MPs at the Harris Psychiatric Center. Ms. Frampton had limited response to duloxetine, bupropion, or escitalopram. Vilazodone and lamotrigine were found to be helpful. Clonazepam was prescribed for anxiety, and zolpidem was prescribed for insomnia suffering. New paragraph. On 10/15/15, Ms. Frampton was referred for a follow-up psychological evaluation as she was still suffering with passive suicidal ideation, sad mood, dominant appetite, diminished sleep, moodiness, and tearfulness. Patient was then diagnosed with major depressive disorder, severe, without psychotic features, and treatment began with E-Sing, S-I-N-G-H, S-I-D. I'm just checking the spelling. Actually changed that too, and treatment was continued. No, I'm sorry, Smythe was behavioral. Okay. Okay, I'll just edit it afterwards. Okay. She had a reevaluation again on 2/19/19, which showed a multitude of struggles persisting. New paragraph. On 10/8/19, patient had an appointment with Dr. Fednard, F-E-D-N-A-R-D, at Central Medical Services of West Rock. And the note stated, one, the patient state, quotes, the patient states she fell in mid-August, non-work related. The street was missing a manhole cover and she twisted her ankle, rolling it, walking in that area. She saw a private orthopedist, Dr. Edward Cormylo, C-O-R-M-Y-L-O. The state said she needs surgery for a torn ligament of her foot and torn tendons of the posterior ankle, Achilles area, as well as nerve pain to her feet. He referred her to a neurologist. She uses a right foot boot, PRN, and was referred to physical therapy, but did not have any sessions because it was not covered by her Medicare. Unquote. She was continued on baclofen up to 20 milligrams twice a day. On January 30th, 2023, MSAIF, S-A-I-F-M-P, documented trying to find okay, I'm looking for looking for the January one. Hold on, I have it already. Patient has been feeling low and miserable due to pain issues and immobility. She says she has not been able to go shopping. She cannot move and bend her knee. She says she needs to have another MRI, and neurology said it could be an issue with nerves causing weakness and pain. She states that her ankle is tight and swollen, has severe pain from up the knee and down behind the leg to ankle. She's been having trouble dressing herself with lower extremities. Unquote. On March 13th, 2023, Ms. Safe wrote, quote, patient states she had her MRI for her ankle and patient will have surgery again. States that her tendon is torn. Patient states she had lost her ability to walk, unable to stand on her foot. She says she also needs a CAT scan to see the depths of the bone groove. She states she has increased PTSD due to this doctor dismissing her concerns and feeling that the MRI validated her concerns. Unquote. Ms. Frampton had right angle surgery on March 28, 2022. Okay, I'm going to store this now.